Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.745, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Dr. Kim Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education in Louisiana. Good morning, Dr. Reed. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. As the, for people that don't know, because we've got a lot of people with a lot of different titles, as the Commissioner of Higher Education, what is it that you do?
Well, my best job, obviously, is advocating for the students of our state and trying to make sure that more of them, whether they're young or young at heart, have the opportunity to get a great credential, whether that's at a two-year institution or a four-year institution in our state. So the advocacy and policy work is the best work on behalf of our students.
Tell me what your concerns are. First of all, let's talk about the importance of students who need skills, opportunities, credentials to enter the world of work. First of all, the importance of having them, and then we'll talk about the concern that maybe they won't be able to get them.
Sure. You know, when we think about this knowledge economy, we think about technology, AI, the skills and competencies that are required to navigate the world of work. The credential of some sort beyond high school, a credential of value beyond high school, is a prerequisite into employment today. And so we're trying to make sure that more students understand and start early on skill building and earning credentials. It's our responsibility, obviously, to make sure it's affordable and equitable for students. But we have case making to do to make sure that our citizens understand that there's a place for them at one of our institutions and how important it is, Tommy, to start and to finish that credential.
Where does funding for that stand now, and what are your concerns moving forward, Dr. Reed?
So we are in a situation where we've been asked to prepare for budget cuts in higher education, between $100 million and $250 million in budget cuts, a worst-case scenario that the administration and the legislature has asked us to do. We've had our September budget hearings with the system presidents. They've talked about the devastating impact of cuts of up to 23, 24%. But this is state general funds. These are the dollars that come from taxpayers' hard work that are allocated to higher education. We are unprotected in the Constitution along with health care. So anytime the budget of the state is waning or dollars are scarce, they look to higher education and health care as potentially on the chopping block. That is our concern. We need more education, not less, in our state. But with budget cuts, you will end up with less opportunity.
You know what this reminds me of, Dr. Reed, is the old business saying that you can't save your way into a profit. Is that kind
and
of
you can't cut your way to excellence.
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying. It seems like, so we have a poverty level. Now we're talking about cutting higher ed, which is not going to do anything to increase that poverty level. You can talk about income tax reform all you want, but if you don't have an educated workforce, then I don't know how changing the tax code is going to make people want to come and move the business here. It's all interrelated, is it not?
It's absolutely interrelated. You absolutely are correct that we have to have skills and opportunities to move people out of poverty, but we also want the legislature to know and our citizens to advocate for this. When we do our job well, we create more taxpayers. We create more people who are contributing to the economy. And that will continue to improve our state and the prosperity of our state and our people. So we want people to understand that we're more than just an expenditure or a line on a budget. We are an investment in our people. We are an investment in Louisiana's future. So that's the case that we will be making to the legislature and the governor as we continue through this process.
What's going on with dual enrollment and who's paying for what?
Dual enrollment is an opportunity for high school students to start earning college credit while they're still in high school. We have about 41,000 students who are participating in our public colleges and universities, a fantastic number. We've been growing that program. But again, another program that could be in jeopardy if there are budget cuts. We have requested additional dollars, $20 million in funding, to ensure that every high school junior and senior could take a dual enrollment course at no cost to the family. That's our goal, to increase access. But if we have budget cuts, institutions may choose not to offer dual enrollment. And so, you know, it's a program that could be diminished instead of expanded when we need more expansion.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Dr. Kim Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education, Louisiana. They've been told to prepare for, was that accurate, Dr. Reed, told to prepare or, yeah, that's the phrase, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Prepare up to $150 million budget cut, correct.
$150 to $200 million in budget cuts. We'll talk about what that could look like to specific schools or specific areas when we come back. 10 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, talking to Dr. Kim Reed, Commissioner of Higher Education, Louisiana. She's been told to prepare for, in her department, $150 to $200 million in potential budget cuts. Dr. Reed, how do you even go about parsing that out or deciding, triaging what gets cut, what doesn't, what gets funded, what doesn't? How do you even begin to do that?
Well, it's a painful exercise, but if we don't make the case, Tommy, if we don't explain that a potential cut of that magnitude, 23%, 24%, what that looks like for students, for affordability, for completers, layoffs for faculty, staff, potential satellite campus closures, if we don't explain that, then people won't understand the urgency of addressing the issue. So what we do every year in September is we ask the system presidents of the four systems, LSU, Southern, the Community Technical College system, and the UL system, to come forward and explain both the impact of cuts and what they need to do their job even better. And so we have informed information because it's coming from the campus and system leaders who are in this work every single day.
So it's one thing on an Excel spreadsheet, right, or a budget that you prepare. But it's something else when you talk about everyday life and what it's like for potential students or the schools themselves. What would that look like, Dr. Reed?
Well, it certainly would look like less access. So I would imagine that you'll have some satellite campus closures, less faculty and staff because of layoffs. So that means less services to students, less courses available to students, harder to complete. Certainly, I would imagine it would mean that higher education would be less affordable at a time when we need it to be more affordable than ever before. But I appreciate your comment, Tommy, because it's not numbers. This is about people. And our people need more education and training than ever before. They need the opportunity to get these credentials to go to work. And budget cuts provide dramatic barriers to opportunity in a state that needs more opportunity for our people.
I get one gadfly apparently that's texting in about the money's being wasted, this, that, the other thing. How important is it to have, because nothing just happens, right? And I always go back, Dr. Reed, to if you're a volunteer parent, which I have been, chairs at a meeting just don't appear. They got to be set up by somebody. They got to be picked up by somebody, right? And that's the lowest bar example I can think of. So along those lines, things in a state, things in an economy just don't happen. You know, if you build it, they will come, but you got to have an educated workforce. How far down the line would budget cuts like this affect an educated workforce, the state's economy, and having an educated workforce available for the next several years?
It would certainly impact the work. There is a commitment and a consistent focus right now on increasing labor force participation. The estimate is that we have one of the lowest workforce participation rates in the nation. And so, again, you're working against your mission and you're working against your goal. The goal is to get more people credentialed, more people working, more people paying taxes. But budget cuts would mean that you would have less opportunity to do that. But I do want to specifically answer the question about wasted money and efficiency. Mm-hmm. Higher education in Louisiana has been one of the lowest funded in the nation. Today, our funding is at the 2012 level of funding in terms of state funds. In 2012, we had less employees, but today we have more graduates.
And a lot has changed since then. Dr. Reed, you got to come back.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.